Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan says a protest march toward Islamabad, which was suspended after he was wounded by a gunshot in an apparent attempt on his life, will resume this week. Sitting in a wheelchair, his right leg bandaged and elevated, Khan repeated his demand for a probe into the shooting and the resignation of three powerful personalities in the government and the military, whom he alleges were involved in staging the attack on him. Khan's protest march to demand early elections was peaceful until Thursday's attack. To be resumed on Tuesday, the march will take 10 to 15 days to reach Rawalpindi, where convoys from other parts of the country are expected to join the rally. Khan says he'll keep in touch with participants through a media link and will eventually lead the sea of people toward Islamabad. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.